to all Hank fans and family that celebrated.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's a little slow on the upbeat. That's okay.
Time change, man. Time change. It's like 8 o'clock at night or something right
now. It's not a flat circle.
It is, though, the third day we can confirm of the 11th month of 2025. Hello, November.
Hello.
307 in 58 is all we got left of 2025. 24 days until Thanksgiving.
Aww.
25 until Black Friday. Actually, no, it probably started where you're at right now. Used to be a thing. 52 days until Christmas Day and 58 until New Year's Eve, and that's it.
Party!
Today is otherwise known as National Sandwich Day. Sandwich Day.
I do love some sandwiches.
Yep. Yeah, I like the bread part.
How's that working out with your fiance?
She's so keto. We're working out.
Okay.
We're fighting through things.
It's so fresh.
It is National Housewife's Day.
Aw.
It is National Landlord Day.
Mm. You're not going to have one of those, and you are going to have a new one of those. Look at that.
And it is Day of the Cliche.
Aw.
So enjoy one if you choose.
It is what it is.
He does.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
On this date in history, things happened. 1952, Clarence Birdseye marketed frozen peas. He had started freezing fresh fish way back, though, about 30 years before.
Now
you know the rest of the story. On this date in 1956, The Wizard of Oz, which was kind of a hit in theaters, but not big.
Uh-huh.
It really got its flex. 56, it was the first time on television that The Wizard of Oz was shown.
I bet it was terrifying in the theaters at the time.
On this date, you think?
I don't know. Well,
I know Wicked was. It was like 6 hours long.
For crying out loud. I know. Don't even get me started on that.
Part two is coming.
I know.
At least there was Goldblum. 1966 was the first time that ingredients were required to be listed on food packages.
What's in there?
Before that, I don't know. On this date in 1975, Good Morning America premiered.
How are ya?
On this date in 78, the first ever Different Strokes episode on NBC.
Are you going to say it? You're going to say it?
I want you to say it.
I don't want to say it.
Okay. Heather Lee.
I never thought that was a great line. Just leave it alone.
On this date in 88, Geraldo broke his nose because some guy on a show didn't like him.
Wasn't it a chair-throwing episode?
Yeah.
And then Jerry Springer. Yeah. And then WWE. And look at us now.
Our show.
KB and Heather Lee.
Aww.
Shock Jocks of America. On this date, it was 1990. I Won't Play It, Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Hits number one.
Uh-huh. And it was his birthday on Halloween.
It'll be in your head all day. Uh-huh. And this is already tough enough with the time. Okay.
You're just rolling in your 5.0.
Heather Lee.
You got your rag top down?
Lupe in the midday, everybody. Still strong and alive. 10 years ago on this date, Katy Perry was the highest paid musician. She bested Taylor Swift at the time. Mind how things change.
Look at that. Now they're frenemies.
And Katy Perry is our greatest ambassador to Canada, evidently. And it was 10 years ago that the word of the year was binge watch.
Because of
the whole Netflix thing really got its stride. And now it's 6-7? Is that the word of the year?
Yeah, that was. Dictionary.com. Uh-huh.
See, I listened to the show.
Heather Lee.
It's not even a word.
6-7!
And then on this date, as we draw on an election day tomorrow, it was on this date 92, Bill Clinton wins. On this date 98, Jesse the Body Ventura became governor of Minnesota.
Whoa.
And on this date in 2020, it was Biden winning over Trump. But it took about a week for everybody to count.
Come on, man.
Well, that's
you
what they say.
You should know how to count.
Or did they? Happy Monday birthdays, Kendall Jenner. She's one of them, the Kardashian clan.
They're, I know.
Is she the billionaire or something?
No, that's Kylie. So Kylie's the baby, she's the billionaire.
I'm really glad I...
Kendall identifies as a supermodel.
You know the rest of the story.
She popped up on my feed.
Hi, Joe.
One of those, she was dressed up as a cop for Halloween.
Colin Kaepernick is still a thing. 38. Dolph Lundgren is 68. Dennis Miller, 72.
Oh, I love Dennis.
And Roseanne is 73 today. There you go. Are we on at the right time? Even
I
now?
Think I've seen questions.
You, Texas.
Don't forget to set your clocks back.
Okay. And Heather Lee.